Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Show director Patty Van Zante and actors Spence Vermeer and Lynn Cooper join us on today's program as they preview the Union Street Players production of Kiss Me, Kate. Patty, we'll start with you as the show's director. Let our listeners know a little bit about Kiss Me, Kate, and just a little bit about how the show came to be here to Pella.
Okay, Kiss Me, Kate is Cole Porter's raucous and ribald and very naughty take on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. In 1949, Kiss Me, Kate won the first Tony Award presented to for Best Musical ever, okay, and had a great first run with over 1,077 performances on Broadway. It went on to be a successful film, has had 7 Broadway and London revivals, and will be revised again on Broadway in 2019. We were very fortunate to get the rights for it. When they revive them on Broadway, you can't get the rights anymore for a while. So we were real lucky to do it this year because we won't be able to do it for quite some time. I love Cole Porter. I saw this play done once in another theater. I love the music. I thought I could do it better, and I think I have. And we do our summer musicals, and they want to be successful. This year, it's unusual in that we don't have any children in the show. I mean, we have 2 children. They're playing donkeys. And about 3 girls that can dance and can sing that are middle school and freshmen in high school because they've worked for USP before and we know how reliable they are on the stage. So that's kind of how it all came to happen.
And we have Lynn and Spence here, 2 of the lead actors and actresses here in the upcoming show. Let our listeners know a little bit about your role and how you contribute a little bit to the show.
Fred Graham is an aspiring longtime actor of stage, and he has put all his money into this production, which is starting in Baltimore. The early runs of New York shows had a 3-city run that they did before they reached New York. If they made it through those, then they thought it could be successful on Broadway. Nowadays, off-Broadway means, you know, a block away. Before, off-Broadway meant outside of the state. So he's trying, just kind of a broke actor who loves the craft. He, in previous times, has been married to Lily Vanessi and is most recently divorced. They are now in the show together. So there's some antics that go on there, some past love and continued hate of each other that kind of come onto the stage. But you can expect the hijinks that would happen with something like that.
And Miss Lily Vanessi is a theater actress who went into Hollywood to do some film. She either did not succeed in that or she's gotten too old for the parts and has come back now to do Taming of the Shrew with her ex-husband. And yes, there is a lot of love-hate that goes on and the jokes that go with that. It'll be quite funny for them to come see.
We talked about the numbers, Patty, of just the number of times this has been shown and probably the thousands, if not millions, of people who have seen this production before. Why should people come on out to enjoy this version and the Union Street Players version? And what makes this such a, I guess, endearing and popular show that has stood the test of time?
Cole Porter and Shakespeare. You can't go wrong. One of Shakespeare's favorite, most popular plays is Taming of the Shrew, and it ends up that what's going on with Taming of the Shrew is kind of mirrored with between Miss Vanessi and Fred and how that gets intertwined and worked out in the end. And I also wanted to say I saw Richard Burton and Liz Taylor do Taming of the Shrew back in 1968, and just fell in love with that play, and I've seen that multiple times. So this is, and I love Cole Porter, so this is a real nice mix of all that. And it's just a great grown-up fun, and the music is incredible, just incredible.
Yeah, the music is wonderful. Cole Porter is very stylistic, I think, in his renditions of these songs that he created, actually. Too Darn Hot, people may know that one. They may know Wunderbar. Another opening, another show. They're complicated. They're in interesting keys. They change the tempos. I think the music's fabulous. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do
genre?
It. Genres within the
within the same
within
song.
Within the same song. And, yeah, so it's challenging and very, very fun.
I think just the mix of veterans and rookies. In Major League Baseball terms, I consider Lynn a rookie. She was had a little cup of coffee up in the majors, you might say, back with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Mm-hmm. But has been away. That's her only experience on the stage.
So
now, that's not saying that she hasn't performed. She's a long-time Christian artist, very successful around the area here for years. So,
but new to the stage of this style.
Yeah, so, and doing it well with aplomb. So I'm have worked with her in the past, but never on this stage. So that's nice. Also, Sean Pavlik, he's coming down sort of from Ankeny, but now in Indianola. He's moved over the course of this play. This is his first time on the stage, but definitely a veteran actor in numerous community theaters around the area.
What are some of the show times and dates, and how can they get their tickets?
The evening shows are on July 27th, 28th, and 31st. That's a Tuesday. And then August 3rd and 4th. And then the Sunday matinees. The show is at 7. And the Sunday 2 o'clock matinees are on July 29th and August 5th. I also want to mention that our sign language interpreters performance is Tuesday evening on July 31st. And the interpreters will be Susan Harding and Peggy Chacon, and they're with Life Interpreters, Inc.
Tickets are available for Kiss Me Kate online at unionstreetplayers.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.